In addition to all of the hardships for the people living on the island, the damage from Hurricane Maria is having a ripple effect on the mainland. Hospitals here are dealing with shortages because Puerto Rico is a major manufacturer of medications and medical supplies, intravenous fluids, for example, and the shortages are getting worse. Here's reporter Ibi Caputo.
The day before Thanksgiving, doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston received an email urging them to conserve IV fluids as much as possible. The email read, "We have now reached a point where the shortage is of potential operational concern." That means doctors have to start doing things differently.
So where we can conserve, let's conserve.
Chris Fortier is the chief pharmacist at Mass General.
Let's make sure we're reserving our products for the patients that we need them for. And when we can use other alternatives that are as equally as effective as the product in an IV fluid, let's do that.
IV fluids like saline and dextrose are the lifeblood of hospitals. They're needed to deliver medications and rehydrate patients. Hospital pharmacies use the smaller IV bags to mix medications. The smaller bags have been in short supply, though, especially since the hurricane. So pharmacists have relied on the larger bags. But now larger bags are running low, too.
Every day is sort of a moving target. Some days we expect to get product and we don't. Some days we expect to get a lot of product and we only get some of it.
In an emailed statement, a spokesperson at Baxter said that one of their factories in Puerto Rico is still being powered by a diesel generator. And while the other two are back on the electrical grid, power is still intermittent. Severe damage to roads and bridges is also slowing the recovery. The FDA is temporarily allowing IV saline products to be imported from Baxter's factories in other countries, but it's unclear how much relief that will provide. And that's left hospitals across the U.S. scrambling.
As you can see, we're hoarding solutions here.
Deb Sadowski is the director of pharmacy at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, a small hospital a mile from Fort Dix in New Jersey. Outside her office are stacks of boxes labeled Baxter. They'd usually be stored in the hospital's central supply. Sadowski says the boxes contain small IV fluid bags, and they're being kept in the pharmacy so they're not mistakenly sent to hospital floors.
You know, they can use a bigger bag. We can't use a bigger bag.
When Sadowski says they can use a bigger bag, she means nurses on the hospital floors who need IV fluids to, say, rehydrate a patient. Other substitutions include injecting medication with a syringe when possible and assessing whether a patient can take meds in a pill form. According to the FDA, there have been shortages of IV fluids on and off since 2014 for a variety of reasons, but nothing like this. In November, the American Hospital Association sent a letter to Congress stating that the U.S. healthcare system was, quote, on the brink of a significant public health crisis.
I think it's about to hit critical mass in, you know, over the next week or two. There's just no more to be had. And so you can only go so far with your conservation methods. We're all doing everything that we can do.
Pharmacists also worry the ripple effects of Hurricane Maria won't stop with IV fluids. Puerto Rico produces more pharmaceuticals for the mainland than any of the 50 states and more than any single foreign country. That's according to an FDA economic analysis released last month. Cancer drugs and IV medication are among the products manufactured on the still devastated island. Mass General pharmacist Chris Fortier says it's difficult to prepare for potential shortages because the FDA does not require companies to disclose where their drugs are made.
We are concerned about other plants in Puerto Rico that made drugs, and will those products go on shortage? We don't know.
Hospitals say patient care is not being compromised, but they don't expect the shortage to let up, at least until early next year. For The World, I'm Ibi Caputo.